Oh my God, you guys. Welcome to a bonus episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I'm Justin Martindale, and today we're going to the moon. I have a dear friend of mine here at the Comedy Store, actor. You've seen him in such hits as Masters of Sex on Showtime.
Sure.
You've been in Lucifer.
Yeah.
You've been on multiple IBM commercials.
Yeah, sure.
Which I thought was irritable bowel movement.
International Business Machines.
The whole time.
I didn't know much of the time.
Yeah, but you've been the face of them for a while.
I was at one point the face of them, yes.
But here's the thing. The reason I brought you here today is I've had a lot of listeners pop into my DMs and say, are you ever going to talk about Drag Race?
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Yes. But I just never did because I want to do it right. And that is the reason I brought you here today. Now, Kevin, Christy, everyone, is straight?
I am a straight, cis, white male. And
thank
it's
you.
Time we had a voice.
It's true.
In the queer community.
It's true. It is time that a straight, white male had a say in...
Let the oppressor talk. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing today.
Took back the word slay.
Yeah, we're letting the oppressor have a voice today, basically what's happening.
Now, this all happened, I want to say, a couple years ago. I'm trying to even remember what season we were at. It was before the pandemic, so I want to say like 20...
It's been a minute.
17 is when... Kevin and I were like in the hallway or something, and somehow Drag Race got mentioned, and he was like, oh my God, are you watching Drag Race? And I was like, what? And he was, and you just like went off.
Yeah.
And then like throughout the years, you and I will see each other in the hallway and be like,
just start
what did
talking
you think?
About it. Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah.
I think it's, and you get very passionate.
I will say this. I think it's important as a straight person to talk about drag in a specific way. I'm a fan. I love drag. I'm a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, the TV show.
Right.
That doesn't mean I know a lot about drag.
Okay.
I know a lot about that reality television show, and I know some stuff about drag outside of that show. Because I think
no one cares about. It's
about
Drag Race now. No.
To me, I was exposed to drag pretty early, just Dame Edna Everage.
Yeah.
Like, that talk show I really liked. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I saw Priscilla in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that... I don't know why
we... The movie?
The movie, yeah. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. My friend Joey, we were friends with this girl, and she was like, I'm gonna go see this movie. So we went to the Eagle Rock Plaza and saw Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and it was just a fucking good... It's just a really great film.
It's a great film.
Like, I've never been put off by drag.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, I've always been put off by reality TV.
Right.
So
this was the
yeah, my
mesh
girlfriend,
of evils.
My girlfriend Marcel was like, I love this show, I'm going to watch it. And I was like, I like RuPaul, obviously. RuPaul's been famous as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll try one episode, but reality TV makes me physically uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like actual people arguing and drama, like I get like anxious.
Like Bravo, like Housewives?
Yeah, it's hard for me. Like I get up and have to leave the room during fights, like legitimately. But so I was like, all right, I'll try it. And it was the first episode of 10, which is Aquaria.
Season 10.
Yeah, season 10. And so I watched that episode and I was like, this is pretty good. And she was like, okay, well, if you like it, you have to watch certain things so you understand the show. She was like, you need to see a Snatch Game.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And then she just said, I think you need to see Jinx. And so she turned on that episode. And before I knew who Jinx was, Jinx came on screen and I was like, who's that?
Uh-huh.
Who's that person? And she was like, that's Jinx. And I was like, I like that person. And it was essentially love at first sight. Like Jinx, I found my sweetie immediately.
Jinx is the winner of season 5 of
Jinx
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Jinx is soon to be the winner of the All Winners All Stars.
Ooh, bitch, but we're going to get into that.
Okay,
but,
like, I just would like to make it
you're
abundantly clear.
So you watched season 10 and then you went back and started with season 1?
No. Watch season 10, watch 5.
Okay, sure.
Screaming. Screaming at the top. Because I didn't know anything, so I didn't know Jinx was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched 5 and I had the same reaction everyone has, which is I wanted to fight Roxy Andrews by the end. Now I love Roxy Andrews.
Yeah.
She's incredible, obviously. But so I watched 5, and then it was like, okay, let's go back. while watching 10 and like 11, I would go, we would go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And but they all, to be honest, back then you couldn't get all of them. It was like you could get 2 and 3, but 1 was really hard. 1 wasn't out there.
Oh, right.
You had buy. At one point, we were just
black
buying,
market drag race.
Like buying individual episodes on different apps. Like there'd be like, for in 2, it'd be like you could get episode 1, 2, and then no 3. And it was just, it was a little hard to get.
Yeah. And then it was like, it started out on Logo.
Yeah.
And then Logo. It went to VH1.
VH1, and then Wow, and then back to VH1.
Yeah,
and
now Paramount Plus,
Paramount
is doing
Plus.
It.
Yeah,
and that's what I kind of miss is like I miss the actual episode, and then
Untucked.
Yeah. And then because then they did Untucked as like a separate show at one point or something like that. But.
Yeah, it's cross branded across many places now.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's how, and then I subsequently just we watched it in order because again, there's things if you like the show, there are certain seasons that really matter just to know why things happen in later seasons. Like you just have to know who certain queens are, what they said, what happened in Untucked.
Yeah.
Like, you need to understand the progression of the show to get why it is what it is, because it is very self-referential. You can't just turn on now when someone says back rolls. You're like, what does that mean?
Oh, yeah. It's
you
definitely,
have to understand.
There is a drag canon. Like, these drag queens, all 560,000 of them.
Bless them all. Angels, one and,
Angels,
one and all.
Angels, sweethearts.
One and all.
We've lost some in real life.
Can't.
And we've seen some of these queens just take over the damn world.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, RuPaul's Drag Race is like my fantasy football.
It's now my fantasy football.
Yeah.
Because I used to be into fantasy football and now I do this instead.
Yeah.
Like it is, like I, it is
just
my.
Charts and brackets.
Drag Race is my sports now.
Yeah. Me
like
too.
I really, it's just, it's such, I fucking love it, man. It's such a fucking good show.
You know what makes me laugh is like when you and I are in a low, it happened like not too long ago where you and I'm trying to remember who, I think Zainab Johnson was in the room with us in the main room, green room, and we were like talking, and this is like a straight female.
Yeah.
And she was just looking at us like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? And we're like, stay out of this. We're talking about Drag Race. And then she was like, oh, I'm in. And I'm like, okay, good.
Well, and then the week after that, she goes, last time I saw you, you seemed very upset. About someone going home. I was like, well, we lost Georges.
Oh, we did.
And I was very, we are a Georges household.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Georges and my girlfriend agrees. Georges is an absolute superstar. And also, my girlfriend noticed this watching. They really do tend to give the Latin queens the kind of dumbass edit.
They really do.
I wish I could remember the name of the queen, but there was only one we could think of.
Hunter?
No.
Not
they made
one?
Alyssa Hunter look kind of like dingbatty too.
Yeah.
You got to go back to like, there was these two queens that came in looking a lot like each other. They had short kind of like almost like spiky black pussycat wigs that had pink streaks in them early on. It's like season 4 or something like that. And one of them is Latin, I believe, and she's the only one they didn't do kind of the dingbat edit, but they tend to do that with the Latin queens a lot because a lot of them maybe English is a second language, which is such a disadvantage on the show when it comes to the acting challenges and the roast and shit like that, and even Snatch Game, that they tend to edit them a little like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you're talking about the little one who did Beyonce in Snatch Game. Right? And she
maybe.
Was like kind of crazy, little tiny, tiny, tiny thing, right?
No, but that she's definitely one of the ones.
Like,
a lot. I mean, all the Puerto Rican queens, they always make them seem like, oh, I don't understand things.
We don't know English very well.
It's like, well, they know Spanish really well. Like, they understand everything from their culture. And like, so you have a bunch of American white queens like, are y'all dumb? It's like, you only speak one language, stupid.
Right. Like, I mean, I never sleep on a Puerto Rican queen. Like, Yara Sofia, like
are you
Alexis
kidding me?
Mateo.
Yara
like,
Sofia, I mean, don't even.
I mean, my God. Like,
forget it.
There are some like crazy, like, they
Alexis
bring,
Mateo?
Uh-huh.
Like the Puerto Rican queens
Bam!
And the Dominican queens, like they crush.
Uh-huh.
They are because they're the performing wise. I mean, Georges is lightning on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think Georges may have been a little robbed in sending her home, but I think it was like they realized Georges and Jasmine in a lip sync in the final have such a strong chance of winning the lip syncs. It may not be fair to how well they did in maybe other challenges because they're so good at performing that you'd be basically handing the crown to two lip sync assassins that maybe weren't as strong in all the other areas. And I think maybe picking a winner is about like being completely round, well-rounded for the most part.
And we are talking about right now season 14, which when this episode comes out will be the day of the finale.
Which I don't get to watch because I'll be in Portland, so I don't get to see it till Sunday.
God!
But I told my girlfriend she could watch it.
So no spoilers.
Don't do it, please.
Don't do it. I recently just watched the reunion, but I thought overall this season it was kind of amazing, I will say.
I think the queens are really, really strong. I almost just think there was, seems like the season's gone on for so long.
Because she never sent anyone home.
Yeah, we got almost like spoiled at how good they are, but in a normal length season, you would be like, there's a lot of really talented queens on this season, to be
honest.
Very
good. And a lot of, like, this was the first season that we had five trans contestants.
Yep.
We had, let's see if I can name them all. We had Bosco.
Bosco.
We had
Carrie Colby.
Jasmine. Carrie Colby.
Jasmine. Willow.
Willow and Cornbread.
And Cornbread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which today, Cornbread has said that she's giving up drag.
What?
I know. Spoiler alert.
Why?
She's giving up drag.
To do what?
She says she's not returning for season 15.
I saw that.
If you don't remember, Cornbread rolled her ankle, as big girls do on the show.
In classic Drag Race tradition, yes. Cornbread rolled her ankle.
Cornbread in the style of Eureka O'Hara.
After being beloved, we were like, no!
Well, I'm going to say there might have been a little conspiracy in this, because I think Cornbread was definitely the front runner to win the entire show.
Yeah, Cornbread walked in and I was like, well, there's a finalist.
There's the final. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just big and boisterous. She had this like
hilarious.
She had a thing. It was like a mix of like Latrice Royale with a little bit of Lady Red.
There was
couture.
Just she had the whole thing. You were like, oh, you are set up to win this. You're great. And then when she handed Willow the hot cup of water to warm Willow's fingers, I don't know where you were. But it was the most beautiful shit I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, I know.
And they had to get, it wasn't like a big, hey, look at me doing this. The camera guy, if you notice, it's an odd close-up.
Uh-huh.
It's on some B-roll shit. She's whispering. They had to subtitle it because it was just Cornbread being a caring person to Willow Pill.
Yeah.
And America was like, these two.
I know.
Oh, it was heartbreaking.
Willow Pill, who I remember going off entrance looks alone because back in the day, we're going to go like season one when it had that Vaseline filter.
Yeah.
And then like season two, season three. Like I remember season three, Raja is one of my friends.
Ugh.
And it's like
Raja.
I remember seeing Raja at like the clubs and being like,
Yeah.
And then I remember Raja winning.
Yeah.
And coming over to my friend's house and being like, well, I won. And we were like, oh my God, yes, queen. And then like, you know, they had to like release. I forget what they did with it. Like production was like, oh shit. Where I guess it leaked out, like Perez Hilton was like, Raja won.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, shit. But like, we knew, like, like now it's like, you can't talk about shit.
No, the NDA they signed is apparently bananas.
Oh, for sure. And then, I mean, you had like, then it evolved. So where all the queens would walk into the workroom and they'd all have like a tagline, you know.
Catchphrase hopefully
pose.
A great outfit.
And then, so I remember off this season alone, the catchphrases were pretty solid. But then I remember seeing Willow Pill and being like,
yeah,
I was like, ooh, it was very like Claire's at the mall.
Yeah. The look was, you're like, you didn't realize what Willow was doing at first.
Right.
And then talent show, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yes.
We may be witnessing a true fucking badass.
Which here. I think is one of the best things that Drag Race has done in the past couple of years is give them the talent show, because it started with All Stars.
The talent show's great.
Where they go, okay, what is it that you can do? And I've said this for years where it's like, don't give them like a photo shoot where they did that, you know, very like basic America's Top Model kind of thing. But like, let me see what they're good at. Why do I need to know this
Give
person?
Me your thing. Show me your thing.
And I thought Willow coming out to, what was it, Enya?
Enya.
With a bathtub?
Bathtub.
And
then
a toaster.
She just dumps spaghetti in it, then a toaster, like she's going to kill herself. It was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And Rue's face the entire time is like, what are we watching? And then it was like, oh, we're watching Brilliant.
Yeah.
But you didn't know that until the absolute end. It was... I mean, I hesitate to throw this name in here, but it had, to me, the shades and echo of a Tammy Brown brilliance.
Why do you hate to say that?
No, because Tammy Brown is so iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And so special.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't know that you'll ever see any queen.
To compare it.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know that any queen on the show will ever be as unique as Tammy Brown.
Tammy Brown is on her own level.
Brilliant.
Just kooky and weird. She's a friend of mine.
She's drag like, Brody Stevens.
She did?
No. She is drag Brody Stevens.
I thought you said she dragged Brody Stevens. I was like, she did?
I mean, that would have been incredible.
Oh, no, she is. She's just one of those labels. She's like, teleport me to Mars, Teletubby.
She's
You're like,
the
what?
Most. She's so different and smart and yes. creative and great.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just love to, I mean, so and, Willow is of that weirdo. You know, there's the weirdo strain of drag queen people. Evie, you got Jinx. Evie,
Jinx.
Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
You can put, I think, who else would you put in there?
That's weird.
I mean, Crystal Method
for sure.
And now Daya falls into that line a little bit. Although Daya kind of walks that line for me as both.
Well,
she's not trying to be
Crystal,
a weirdo.
I think Crystal Method and her sister, Daya.
Yeah.
I think Crystal's a little more likable than Daya. Daya got the villain edit this season.
Daya did catch the villain edit. It's been the Drag Race fandom, which, as we know, is one of the most toxic on the planet.
They're so toxic. Some of the stories that I have heard, just like...
They'll tell you to kill yourself if your shoe's untied.
No
like,
shit.
Vicious. It is unfortunate.
And when they're you think like nine-year-olds.
When you think of what the show's trying to do, it is a bummer. You know,
it is sad because it just takes like these people who have like, you know, left their families, they've left their hometown clubs to just attempt something, attempt a dream. I think it's like, you know, it's now, you know, the end goal is to get on Drag Race. You know, it's like,
sure.
Oh, I've got to get on there. I've got to represent my houses.
Yeah.
I have to like carry this torch kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it always breaks my heart when someone's like, oh, I'm from the house of blah, 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 blah. And then they get sent home early and you're
tough.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah,
like,
it's tough.
But very toxic. Have you ever been to DragCon?
No, I've wanted to go, but then COVID hit. But I think I would get, I don't love a line. I don't love waiting in line. I'd like to go see the queens.
Yeah.
And just like, I'm, because I get pretty hyped. I was driving home the other day and I saw Adore Delano on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Like just out?
Just walking. And I was like,
work.
I was so pissed I couldn't get my phone to get a picture. And I was like, do I just scream party? But
yes,
I didn't. She did. And someone kind of bumped her. And so she kind of like was like, and I was like, it was just enough. I was like, I just saw Adore Delano.
Mm-hmm.
Today's a pretty good day. So yep. Like, I don't want to bother. I'll only ask a queen for a picture if it's like a meet and greet. Like I got to pay. Okay, if you're a straight fan and you're hearing this,
yeah,
we are a guest in this world. Do you know what I mean?
A guest at the table.
We're a guest in this house. So pay up. Because guess what? You caught our ilk, our people, the straights, we have cost this group of people, I don't know, billions of dollars in therapy and trauma. And, you know, we made their lives legit harder. You were in junior high. So was I.
Yeah.
You think you were an ally? You weren't.
No.
So buy the merch. If you want to meet a queen, pay for the fucking meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get the VIP ticket. It's time to pay up. Like, don't be an asshole.
And going along with that don't be an asshole thing, here's a lesson about drag brunch. If you are a straight white woman Oof. With a group of other women going to a drag brunch, going to laugh at the clowns.
Sure.
To get shit-faced because your husband and his boys are watching football.
Yep.
Tip the queens.
Tip
them.
Queens.
And you know what? Stay in your fucking seats.
Sit down, Linda.
This isn't your moment to get up.
Don't
and,
touch
like,
the queen. Don't
dance.
Touch the wig. You cannot touch the wig. You can't touch them.
One of my favorite things is to watch these drag queens deal with, like, I mean, it's hecklers. Like, in the stand-up world, it's hecklers.
It's a heckler.
But you're dealing with these women, or you know, some of them are guys, too. I'm not going to just break it down for, you know, just women. But it's usually more so women who are like, I can do this, and I'm biological, you know?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
But just how they react to these women, where they will just grab their ponytail pull them off a stage.
Yeah, there's one of a guy, of a queen, pushing a woman onto the ground.
Yeah.
And this queen will not tolerate a split second of interruption. The woman stands up and is on the ground probably before she realizes she's on the ground.
Oh, yeah, because not only is this a drag queen, And yes, she's wearing makeup and has a snatched wig on.
Yeah.
She also has the shoulders of a linebacker.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she will punt you.
Yeah. So like if you're a straight and you're going, I've been to, you know, a handful of drag shows. Most of them are like sit down performance mm-hmm. ones. Like I went and saw Ginger Snapped, which is Jinx's show with Major Scales. And then I went to the Jinx De La Christmas special twice.
Oh, everything.
Which, that thing melted my... front row seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never laughed so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was dying. Ginger Snap, too. But, like, if I was to go to a drag brunch, you better bring some money.
Yeah.
Go get $100 in ones. And don't throw it.
Don't roll it up and throw it.
Hand it to them.
Yeah.
They're working... You and I do stand-up, right? So when you see what a drag queen goes through to mm-hmm. do their performance, we're just showing up in a t-shirt and talking some shit.
Yeah, could you imagine if they're like, all right, guys, tuck.
Yeah.
Like, what if we had to, like, tuck our dicks?
I can't wear jeans that are uncomfortable on stage.
No. It's like, all right, Kevin, Justin, we're going to tuck before the show.
That's what essentially got me into drag, is I just saw the process. I love art. I love design.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like... oh, there's a lot involved in this, and everyone's a little different, and anything, I've always been interested in cultures that aren't mine, because my culture's it's white American suburban culture. Once you've been to Marie Callender's twice, there's not a lot left. So I've always been interested in things that I'm not necessarily a member of, because they're fascinating, and there's a lot of art in there. And so just the design element, the performance, the humor of it, all of it, the camp, just... it's great. It's just fucking fascinating and fun.
Oh, absolutely. You know. I hit myself every day that I do not know how to put on makeup. I know nothing about sewing.
Sure.
I think I could do drag. I also think I'd be terrifying looking. I'm 6'4" already.
Diabetes 6'3".
Yeah.
Diabetes.
That's true.
And I didn't realize that until I knew she was tall, to be honest. She's actually I didn't, like, in her drag, she looks taller than the other queens, but Georges is so short. I was like, well, I don't know.
Tiny.
Yeah, so, but she's 6'3". So in drag, she's probably almost 7 feet. You're talking RuPaul height.
Yeah, exactly.
And RuPaul's a building.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I think you do.
So going back to season 14, which we're going to crown a winner.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
What was your overall... thoughts of it? Because I going back to Willow Pill, I mentioned we were talking about Willow Pill. Willow Pill has some sort of a
genetic disease that causes her physical pain in her joints a lot, I believe. And it's like she describes it as like her limbs, like her extremities always feel kind of numb.
Yeah.
Like it's hard. Like she doesn't have the a lot of kind of dexterity in her fingers and stuff like that.
And Willow...
so fucking funny and weird.
Just the face. It's just a sweet.
She looks like she has a very childlike face when she's in and out of drag.
Yeah.
So you can tell the fandom was like, this is our, for if you're a person that feels a little like different or bullied or what, you saw Willow Pill and was like, oh, I love you. I love you so much.
And that's what I kind of like about, that's what I love about Drag Race is they say, like, you know, we don't get to, you know, sometimes our families, you know, get rid of us. And like Cornbread's story, Cornbread was saying, like, I was kicked out of the house and I was living with a friend and my family never reached out to me and I was right around the corner and you're like, oh my God.
I don't understand why that kind of thing just isn't just a crime.
Goosebumps.
Like, that's just child endangerment.
Child endangerment. Like, Roxy Andrews left at the bus stop.
Yeah, it is.
Whew.
That's another thing the show has done for me, and I hope it's done for all straight people that watch it. It's given you a window into how much more difficult it can be for different groups of people to just be themselves and literally just walk around as they are in life, the way I get to walk around everywhere in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And the amount of stress and violence and emotional trauma that a lot of these queens have gone through just because they want to do a performing that isn't much more different than the performing you and I do.
Exactly.
But there was no one in my life that was like, if you want to do stand-up, Kevin, you aren't in this family anymore.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
None of it. Like, if I was like, I want to be an actor, they're like, well, then you have to move out. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like, you know, they were bummed from a financial standpoint.
Well, yeah, and they, you know, our job is to, like, tell some jokes. These bitches are like, clackety clack, jumping off rails.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine if we're like, thank you guys, that's my time, and we death dropped? Like, like, I guarantee half of us would not be getting up afterwards.
I can barely get the mic on the stand efficiently when I'm done. Like, so yeah, it's given you just a... I always think, like, the thing that kind of starts to beat away prejudice is firsthand experience. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, maybe 20 years ago, if you didn't live in a place with lots of queer people, the Queer Eye guys were your first gay friends, maybe.
For sure.
If you didn't live in a big city. And I just think these shows, it's like, now you have a reference. When I think non-binary, I think, oh, that's like Bimini. Like,
Bimini Bamboulash. Like
it gives you a reference for
from
when
the
you
UK, yeah.
From the UK franchise. Uh-huh. When you hear certain things, you're like, oh, I understand that a little better.
It's educating
you. It's like a Cliff's Notes a little.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, I know what that is a little bit because I have seen that person. They've explained it in that way. So it's like, it opens up your mind to what that is as opposed to just hearing about it in the abstract from people that either are against it and trying mm-hmm. to fight it or don't know what they're actually saying.
Well, and it's like, I look at you as a straight man, and I'm like, it doesn't weird me out that you're a fan, you know, a lot. And some people have been like, well, is Kevin gay because he watches Drag Race? I'm like, no, he's, what are you a bitch because you watch Housewives? Like, like what? It doesn't, no, it's like, you find something that you love, and you educate yourselves, and that's what I love. It's like, you're learning those stories. I mean, I'm sure you were just saying before this, you were like, I didn't know a lot about drag culture, and like, now I'm sure you know about Stonewall, and you know
about... Yeah. I know about the voguing culture, like, mm-hmm. you know, I got really into...
Paris is Burning,
yes. You know,
the best movie.
The Queen, you know, I loved Legendary is that show.
Legendary
melts my face off.
Yeah.
Every single episode.
As it should.
Deshaun?
Yeah.
Deshaun's the most beautiful person I've ever seen. That guy looks great. Like, that guy's high top face, I can't even handle that guy. That show is so fucking, it's so different from Drag Race too.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it's ballroom.
Yeah, it's ballroom
darling.
And if Drag Race is like a variety show, like Legendary is like going to the opera. Like they're not joking. It's not like
I was gonna say Hunger Games.
It's like it's Hunger Games level competition, but it's also like, oh, they're not, this isn't camp.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Yes.
And to see the judges, the way the judges, they're not being mean. They're like, no, we want you to find like this insane greatness.
Yeah.
Like that show, fucking Luxury Law.
Law Roach, like who is one of the like
judges,
biggest stylist. He styles Zendaya. He styles like pretty much every major celebrity
He's
right
massive.
Now. He's a judge. Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, is a judge.
Megan Thee.
Yeah, that.
I mean, if Megan Thee Stallion's a judge, like it's sick. Who's the third judge?
Well, there's a guest judge, and then her name, the fact that I don't know this off the top of my head is killing me.
I know. Hold on. Because I
follow her on Instagram.
It's what's her name? Who's the girl from...
she's like a legendary voter.
I was thinking of the show that Kristen Bell was on.
Was she on Pose?
No.
Anyways.
But check out Legendary on HBO Max. If you haven't seen it, do yourselves a favor. It is...
It's
gag worthy.
Every episode is just explosive.
Yes, but I mean, I feel like so we've gone from. I feel personally like I've stayed with Drag Race all 14 seasons.
Yeah.
Then we've turned into a franchise. We've got Drag Race Holland, Drag Race Spain, Drag Race France is coming out with
Italy.
Nikki Doll as a host.
Yeah, Italy too.
Italy, we have
Philippines, Canada.
Thailand. Canada. I'm sure there's going to be Drag Race Siberia at point.
I hope so.
I think Drag Race Germany?
I think too.
And we've got UK. We've got UK versus the world, which, you know, we've got All Stars. We just crowned our first trans winner, Sonique Love from season 2,
I
believe.
Sonique, to me, had the best reading challenge joke of all time.
Yeah.
She looks at Ginger and goes, girl, you look like a deep breath. That is... such a good joke. I can't actually. I was like, this motherfucker did it.
Yeah.
And all of them laughed, but they all just went, you look like they all just repeated it. They were like, she did it. That's one of the best roast jokes.
And also, Sonique Love had the fall where she fell and rolled into it and kept going. And that's, I think, what cost her. Like,
she really had that. I mean, she came to win that season.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah.
He was great. That was a great season.
Are there any moments, what are some of the most iconic moments of the franchise, do you think?
Water off a duck's back.
with
really,
Jinx.
Really crawled into my heart and lived there forever.
Because she was kind of, season five, Jinx Monsoon season, she was kind of bullied by Relaska Talks, which was Roxy Andrews, Detox, and Alaska. Yeah. They formed this like mean girl group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of went after Jinx the entire season.
Yeah, they bullied her pretty hard. Yeah. And then so I think Jinx just turned inward and was like, I'm going to win this. And here's the truth. And all their queens from the show have said this. Mm-hmm. Bob has said this. Jinx, in my opinion, is the most talented winner. Like, the singing is shocking.
Uh-huh.
Like, sings on a Broadway level is legitimately hilarious. Like, if you've seen her roast videos when they do that tour, she fucking murders.
Of course.
Like, the acting challenges, when they did the telenovela challenge, she crushed. Like, Jinx is, like, I'm obsessed. Jinx, to me, is the most talented, one of the most talented humans I've ever seen in my whole fucking life.
Did you see the video that came out not too long ago with Detox saying how the production changed the song and Detox and Jinx's lip sync?
Oh, no.
Do you remember it was that weird, like, Spanish
song? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so apparently Jinx had been doing that, like, for a number of years.
Wow.
And then production was like, give him this song. And that's when Detox was like, oh, I'm going home.
I mean, there you hear those things behind the scenes.
Yes.
Those moments where they accidentally put your travel itinerary under the door before the lip sync.
Uh-huh.
You're like, look, the show, it is a show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making the show they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
it's television.
And they need to like keep the win. They don't want to have all the winners in a row be all identical types.
Right.
Like, there's thing. It's a show. It is and a lot of the queens, now that the show's been on so long, have started to be more honest. They're like, guys, it's a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
They have stories. You have story editors. It's like any reality show. Let's everyone calm down.
Yeah.
And now that it's so, what's great about it being so big is almost, if you're on the show for any amount of time, you get to have a drag career. You get to go on the road. You get to make money. Like, so this, like, you have to win to be, it's almost better if you don't win. Because you get to be on All Stars. You get to, I mean, Katya is probably one of the most successful queens working. And it's mostly because people were just like, Katya was robbed. And they want, you know, it's you become their hero for not winning, kind of. Valentina. People like that. I mean, we're also a Valentina household.
Oh, like, Valentina, for sure. That's one of the most iconic moments
also,
that popped out for me.
Echo Park's own, like, from this side of town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Valentina is just, there's a uniqueness in some of them where you're like, how did you become, like, where did this like conceptual idea of yourself come from? It's fascinating.
This telenovela, like, like, beautiful woman.
That's not part of my fantasy. Like,
I mean, my God. But Valentina, yeah, that's not part of my fantasy.
Losing is not part of my fantasy.
And she's like, take the mask off. I'd like to keep it on, please.
She,
like,
asked to keep a mask on. It's those seeming mistakes.
Yes.
That, I mean, that's obviously one of the big ones. You could never be. You're not that type of girl, Mimi and Shangela.
Shangela, Mimi, like, what? Because I'm sickening. Another one is, I mean, Mimi picking up, what's her name?
Is that Layla? Is it Layla McQueen?
No, it was, she was at All Stars. She looks like a nutcracker. I forget her name. Oh, no.
There's so many names.
I forget her name.
I will say,
there's so many of
them. There's so many names now.
R.I.P. Chi Chi Devane. When she's doing
one
breaks
of the
pearls.
Great lip syncs of all time.
And I'm telling you, like, I'm
Chi-Chi
not.
Chi Chi Devane.
God.
Neck back garbage queen. Like, she was the best.
I know.
So likable. Everyone loved Chi Chi Devane.
Yeah. Natalie Cole and, was it Sarah? No. God. When you have, like Natalie Cole judging you doing a Natalie Cole song, what was her name? Oh, no, I'm forgetting. There's so many of them.
But, like, when Raja jumped off the box and BB goes...
Not Raja. Raja would never jump off a box. Aja,
sorry.
If Raja jumped off a box, that would be the last scene in Death Becomes Her.
I just want to see Raja walk by a box and go, are you fucking insane?
Yeah, do you want me to get on this?
No.
When
Aja jumps off the box and BB goes, I was not ready. That's, to me, a very iconic moment. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, Bianca Del Rio. And what is it that you do successfully? I mean, there's so many. I'm trying to think of,
go,
like,
back to Party City where you belong.
Go back to Party City where you belong.
That's, like, to me, one of the most important.
Back roles
is important.
I want to say, I'm not joking, bitch.
I'm not. Look how orange you look, bitch. Ugh. Like, there are. And another thing, as a straight person, I think it's important. Like, I don't get to adopt the vernacular in a public space. When I'm at home with Marcel and I take edibles because it's time to watch Drag Race, sure, I'm house downing the boots all over the place. But, like, I don't use it on stage.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, you can't, to me, being a person that's interested in other cultures, like, you don't get to, like, take the, because a lot of those things, vernacular, come out of the oppression. It's like, a lot of these things came out of a marginalized group who had to fight to be noticed, and, like, it's super lame if you're like, oh, you guys made it out? Cool, I'm gonna steal all your shit. It's like stealing hip-hop culture. It's like anything else. Like, yeah, it's, like, fun. They invented this cool, these cool slang words, and I'm gonna use them, too. It's like, no. Buy the merch.
Buy the merch.
Tip the girls. Shut the fuck up.
It's three easy steps.
Very simple. Just be a fan.
Yeah.
Be a fan. You don't go to a baseball game and ask to start coaching. Like, shut up, nerd. Just buy the hat. You literally, you go buy the jersey and the hat. You sit in your seat. You buy the hot, you overpay for the hot dog. That's what it is. You're a fan. Be a fan. You don't get to participate.
Be a fan. You can learn and grow with the players.
Yeah.
Like for me, I will say this. Alyssa Edwards, I grew up in Texas.
Ugh.
So I remember going to a club in Dallas. It was, it's now called S4, but it was called Village Station back then. And Kelly Clarkson just won American Idol. And I remember there was a Miss Texas pageant. Alyssa Edwards was there. And I just remember being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And Alyssa came out and like was killing the game in Dallas. And then she was on Drag Race. And I was like, oh my God, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know the character, the idiosyncrasies of Alyssa Edwards.
Incredible.
But I remember when I was first introduced to the tongue pop.
Yeah.
I taught myself how to tongue pop.
Like, I can't do it because I know it's not right for me to learn it.
Like, it was, like, just, I was like, what is she doing?
I just love in All Stars 2, they were like, you know, Alyssa, you are hilarious. She was like, what now? Like, she didn't fully understand that everything that came out of her mouth was incredibly iconic.
Of course.
You know
what
I mean? Like, it's just like, what, I don't know how that person is created, and they're just so different. But also, it's not like Alyssa's a weirdo who can't pay her bills. Like, she's one of those driven business people, like just dance studios and like a winner.
She's
like,
on America's Got Talent with her dance troupe,
wanting to be a winner, like wanting to win
and wanting to
like,
be a good person.
All Stars 2 cast is fucking.
I mean, that's another iconic moment. Tatiana and Alyssa going doing "Shut Up and Drive" by Rihanna.
Tatiana and Alyssa as a double Shantae,
double save. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, you can go Evie Brooklyn. Evie Brooklyn's double Shantae was bonkers.
Yes.
That was a real serious one. There was a couple this year. I don't think we're all, but Tatiana Alyssa is fucked up. It's fucked up, those two. Those two are fucked up in that lip sync.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even know how you watched it. It must have been like tens where you're just like, and that way, and that one, and that one, and that one.
I mean, just wig and death drop at the same time, and everyone's like, ah!
But
like
to be
waving fingers,
we can't talk about lip syncs without mentioning Roxy's wig reveal, because it is the penalty. I mean, it was, people didn't know what to do.
People, that was the first time too. It
like
was the first time,
you know, Michelle didn't know what to do.
I think Michelle, that was the first time
Michelle put her finger, wagged her finger like you did. Like that was like Michelle forgetting she's a judge and doing something that was so in favor of one of the contestants because she couldn't stop herself.
She could not stop herself. And it was the first time we saw Rue's face crack.
Yeah.
Like she was like.
Like, oh, this motherfucker just. I mean, I will say on We're Here, Bob, drag queen, did a wig reveal with his niece under the wig. The wig was huge. It was like 3 feet off his head.
With his niece?
There's
like a
the
child?
The wig comes off and there's a person under it.
What?
Like, I texted you, I was like, look, I'm not going to tell you what happened on this week's We're Here, but it may be the greatest wig reveal of all time.
Yes.
Like, it is, to me, it's suspect. You have Roxy at one, it's the beginning and the end. Roxy's the beginning, Bob's the end.
Yes.
Because it was, his niece is under the wig in a wig that looks just like the wig that got revealed.
There's crazy reveals. I mean, let's go into reveals. We talked about the iconic moments. Yes.
Look, Sasha Velour.
Oh, shit.
Sasha
Velour's finale where she takes off her gloves and there's rose petals.
The wig comes off.
What was the song?
It is Whitney Houston. I don't know which
one. It was, hold on. It was,
I can't even see it because all I can see
is
rose
petals. Oh, my God, hold on.
This episode's called should be titled "Gays Yelling at the at Gay. The Gays Yelling at Us."
Gays screaming, I
you
know.
Fucking dickheads!
I know. Oh, I get. It's hard, you know, when you do this. It's like, hold
it
on.
It wasn't
hold
"I'm
on.
Every Woman."
No, that, no, no.
It was I'm much more of a ballad.
It's not right. No, it's not. It's all right. It's okay. It was "Dance with Somebody." I have nothing. Oh my god! I'm just gonna go through the entire Whitney Houston canon.
Fine with me.
It was. Ta-da! Oh God! Hold on.
Yeah,
I've got to look
gotta,
it up.
We can out of this, respect.
We can. Yeah, I have to like make this yeah. look it up. Whitney Houston's "So Emotional."
Yeah,
that's what it
yeah,
was. Yeah, Shea yeah. Coulee.
Shea Coulee versus Sasha Velour takes off her wig, and there are rose petals falling, cascading over her. Which that is one of the only things imaginable that would beat Shea Coulee in a lip sync.
Oh, that's when Shea Coulee was like, "I'm out. I'm done."
Shea apparently texted. I want to say Trixie the next day and was like. I lost a lip sync to a Whitney Houston song last night. And it
yeah.
was like, to who? How? Yeah.
To
like,
Shea,
it was one of those
Velour.
Things where it was like, if someone hadn't watched the episode and said, Shea lost to Sasha in a lip sync, you'd be like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Sasha's brilliant, but Shea Coulee from a performance lip sync level is, top 10 of the show, probably top 5. I mean, there are not a lot of people that want to fuck with Shea Coulee.
Yeah.
Like, Shea Coulee will burn the place down.
Well, she won her season
she
of
won
All-Stars.
Her All-Stars, and... People were kind of saying she was going to win as soon as they found out she was in the cast.
Absolutely.
You could see it in the face of the cast. They're like, well, Shay's here. We're all kind of fucked.
Well, no, Shea came in for blood because she used that moment yeah. for her redemption. She
well,
was
people
like,
throw roses at her at meet and greets.
Yeah. Oh,
stop
yeah.
it.
Because they're evil.
They're evil.
But it's like, so we have the wig reveal. I'm trying to think if there's any more moments. I feel like Brooklyn Heights when she came out with the afro and flipped her hair and there was just a wig underneath.
Incredible. Coming out on point, Brooklyn Heights, like being on her toes the whole time.
Ballet dancer.
That was crazy.
Professional ballet dancer.
There's been, the only problem was there's so many seasons now is like, well, I mean, to me, one of Brooklyn's best moments is when she just hides in the couch and goes, why can't we bottle our feelings up like normal people?
Yeah.
Because the fight between Vanjie and whoever was too
oh,
big.
God.
And she was just hiding. I was like, that's a queen I relate to.
That's another iconic moment. Vanjie's elimination.
Miss Vanjie.
Where she did not know what to say after being eliminated first, so she just starts saying her name. She's like, Vanjie.
She just says her name over
Vanjie.
And over again, and it made her a star.
Miss Vanjie.
Michelle leans over to Rue and goes, what was her name again? And Rue's laughing so hard, he goes, you better stop. Like, they can't take it.
Yeah.
They can't take it. I mean, Vanjie and Brooklyn's romance was iconic.
Yeah.
The whole, it's just... It's a fucking great show.
It's a great piece of humanity and heart.
It is straight up, I'm not being hyperbolic, it's pushed the cultural needle in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
It has. I've noticed, if you look at history, culture in general tends to bend towards acceptance, but really fucking slowly.
Yeah.
Right? This show has pushed it faster.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I mean, it has made it like go faster. And it's made, in my opinion, the world an actual nicer place, which
yeah.
is pretty fucking hard to do.
And it's given careers and made like drag normal for
there
a bunch of people.
There was a straight dude on this season.
Yeah. Matty Morphosis.
There was just a straight Midwestern dude who's like, I like doing drag. I'm going to try out for this show.
And I loved it.
Yeah. And it made sense that he should have been in one total episode. Why he made it to 3 or 4, I have no idea.
Well, it
God
made
bless.
Me, and I was one of those people. Like, when I see people, I'm like, oh, fuck this. Like, this show's lost its spark. And then I'm like, no, wait, I'm being educated to this day. I'm like, you know what? He's an ally who loves doing what he does.
In the workroom, my favorite thing was just watching the queens when they're like, he's like, I'm straight. And they were like, what? Like, Angeria's reaction.
Press the shade button.
Angeria was just like, wait, start at the beginning.
Yeah, why are you here? Now,
yeah,
okay, we've only got a couple minutes left, but like, I want to say, who do you think, we're wrapping up season 14.
Yeah.
Who do we think is going to win? You've got your top 5 contestants. It's the first time we've done a top 5. We have Lady Camden, Angeria, Van Michaels, Bosco, Willow Pill, and Diabetti.
And Diabetti. I do, even as long as the season's gone on, I do think it is going to be Willow.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure why. I just when I think of who's going to win, I always think, who has nothing left to show as far as their drag and who they are is? Like, or I feel like Willow is cooked. She's baked. Like, Willow's Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like she's the most ready to go out into the world and tour as Willow. But then Angeria is just, like, the most effervescent, likable human.
I think Angeria is going to get Miss Congeniality.
Sure.
And I think it's going to come down to... And I think it's going to come down to Lady Camden and Willow. Lady Camden has fucking destroyed it.
And Lady Camden in a lip sync dance performance is going to crush.
And she's funny.
And if Willow can't find a way to make it kooky and it's just about dance, Lady Camden's going to come off better. And I'd be fair, I love Lady Camden. Like, after, like, the first episode, I was like, I would really like to be friends with Lady Camden. I could get along great with that person. I know it.
Yeah, they just revealed the looks for the finale. It's like circus themed in Vegas. She came out as a horse with like a horse drawn carriage. Like,
her, some of her drag was incredible. Sick. That tea party thing was rad. She's rad. Now, the new All Stars winners only season is.
Which we're getting All Stars, for those of you who don't know, who've lived under a rock.
Winners only.
Winners only. So not all the winners, but some of them.
Eight
some
of
favorites.
The winners. You have Jinx. You have Trinity. You have
Monet
Exchange. You have Vivian.
From the UK.
From UK winner. You also have
Raja.
Raja. You have Jaden Essence Hall. And
Evie Oddly.
And Evie Oddly.
Mm-hmm.
Which that I love. Every single one of I was shocked.
Yeah,
because all of them are really, really good. There are not a lot of cracks in any of them. Like, they're all great.
Do you want to hear the rumor?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Wait.
Some tea.
I don't know if I want it. Do I?
Yeah, they all die at the end. No,
dude.
They all. No one gets sent home.
Yeah, there shouldn't be.
This is what I've heard, that no one gets sent home because they are all winners.
Yeah.
So they do like a point system is what
I've
heard.
It should be points.
Yes.
And all the points should go to Jinx Monsoon. Because if Jinx Monsoon doesn't win, the city will burn.
I mean,
I will burn the city.
That's...
Do you understand? This isn't hyperbolic. Like, if she doesn't... There's this... The weather in my heart is monsoon season... 24 hours a day, 365. She's a fucking alien angel human. I can't. You don't understand. Like, I will. Although I am so excited to see Raja. I'm so excited to see Raja.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because Raja's such a fucking badass.
Yes, Raja's like, a dear friend.
Raja actually liked a comment. I commented on her Instagram because she put up a picture of like a like junior high notebook that full of doodles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if you don't make this into merch.
Oh.
It was like, because Raja can draw. Like, they're fucking sweet looking.
Raja's a designer.
Yeah. No, Raja, if you're talking about runway,
yeah.
Raja is going, they may have to rebuild it every fucking week because she's going to destroy it.
I mean, I'm sorry. She came into the workroom with her eye. That was her season when she came in with the eye thing and then came in with an elevated workroom
you
entrance
don't,
look.
You don't have Aquaria without Raja. Mm-hmm. You don't have, fuck, Pittsburgh. No, I mean Atlanta. Sorry, the fucking burlesque queen, the great, you know. Why can't I think of her name?
You got it. You got it. You got...
She hangs out with Got Mick all the time. They do a show together now.
Simone?
Nope. Violet Chachki.
Violet Chachki.
One of the true.
Yes.
Look, Violet.
Oh, burlesque. Yes.
As far as iconic moments go, Violet Chachki's plaid reveal is.
Oh yeah.
That's where it was like, oh, this is real fashion.
Episode one, she's gone on with Dita Von Teese on tour.
Yeah, like, so I mean, like, I feel like Raja, that, you know, Violet falls into the line that Raja helped create.
Mm-hmm.
That like, no, there's high fashion here. This is art. Like, it is of
it's
that
be
level.
A great season, and I can't wait to chat about it with you. As
I'm gonna
always.
Die. I'm gonna scream. I'm
guys,
die.
We have to make sure Jinx Monsoon wins, or the city will burn.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
There's gonna be blood regardless, but I cannot wait to watch
Jinx
it.
Jinx Monsoon could hit me with a fucking shovel.
You heard it. We're gonna. That's the clip I think we're gonna use, and we'll send it to Jinx and see if she puts a restraining order
Follows
on you.
Me on Twitter.
There's a straight man who does a death drop at the end of his act.
Yeah, me and Leslie Jones will fight the world if Jinx doesn't win.
Does she? Oh, Leslie watches Drag Race.
Well, she started with Five Like Me, and I was like, I messed her. I was like, listen. You're gonna have very violent feelings by the end of this. Just know it gets better. You gotta go right to this from All Stars 2 so you don't go attack. Because she was online like, fuck, Roxy Anderson. Roxy was like, listen, calm down, we're friends.
Yes, yeah. I know, because she's very passionate. It is, and she commented on the Olympics, and here we are. This
but
is
I
our
will,
Olympics.
I will also say, as iconic moments, Roxy's redemption in All Stars. She comes back and took the most responsibility for her edit of any queen I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She was like, I was a dickhead. And then she was just great the whole season. She was so sweet, so nice. Detox kept her on forever.
But I know.
And Roxy knew it. Roxy was like, I don't know if I've been in the bottom a lot. Like,
I mean, that was a crack too, sending Alyssa home. And then we've got, I think the most recent crack we've had was I mean, Shangela not winning All-Stars, and then
All-Stars,
Manila being sent home.
Manila being sent home, Pangina.
Oh, Pangina.
Pangina going home, yeah. But then Pangina sending home...
Bosco.
Sending home... No.
Jimbo.
Sending home Jimbo.
There's too many.
I mean... Pangina.
How do I know more about this than, like, real life
things? I can't do my taxes, but, like, I'm like, Pangina Heels is over there. Like, it... Pangina was incredible.
Oh my god! I mean, man,
I wouldn't want if you're on an All Stars and Pangina comes back, you're like, oh
bye.
Fuck.
It's incredible.
She'll send you home just cause. Mm-hmm. But dude, Pangina was killing.
Yeah, the whole season. I cannot wait. But I mean, seriously, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you. I've been bottling this up for so long.
I know. That's why I was like, I have to talk about Drag Race, but who do I talk through it with? And yeah. It's you.
But get into it. If you're a straight, remember the rules. Be happy this thing exists.
Yeah.
We're lucky. We're lucky to we live in like Drag Race Renaissance right now because we get the best of the how it began. We get all these new queens. Like, it's great. You can go to Vegas and see a thing. It's all like,
it's
if you
everywhere.
Decide to like it, there's so much for you to like.
There's so many franchises. If you're not watching it and if you're not experiencing it, are you even living?
Yeah, get out there. It's funny. And they tell dirty jokes that you're not allowed to hear anymore.
That's true. And I always buy, the iTunes unedited because I'm like, you can cut.
I subscribe to WoW so I can get fun with
subscribe
curse words.
Subscribe to WoW Presents.
It's $4.
This is just my platform to be a judge on the next season.
You get most of the ones from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You get which is Trixie and Katya's show with curse words, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all kinds of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, WoW's a good subscription. And my favorite, the promo, it's just Michelle going, you like gay shit?
I mean, that's where it's at.
Yeah, exactly.
You like gay shit. Yes, subscribe. Kevin, where can everyone find you?
Instagram, at Kevin G. Christie is all my art. And then if you want jokes, go to Twitter, same name, at Kevin G. Christie.
Yay.
Get into it. Get a Tom of Finland book. Have some fun.
Wow, he is educated. Kevin, Christie, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Just Say It. I'm Justin Martindale. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
To the moon. We have to have the exit music.
It costs $800,000.
Like Bruce, like, ah!
We just got sued.